Welcome to West Hempstead Echo's weekly news update with your hosts, Norm Kaish and David Kirshner. This week, sponsored by Creative Corner. In today's top headlines, we're going to be talking about the candle lighting that took place on December 1st at Halls Pond in West Hempstead. Norm, how's it going?
It's a real party. Every year, Chabad brings out the fire departments, actually with both fire departments, both Lakeview and West Hempstead. They parade through the entire neighborhood. They make three stops along the way. I actually attended the one at the library. Lots of kids, lots of happiness, lots of firemen getting out and meeting the community. And then they all proceeded to Halls Pond.
And I was at Halls Pond taking photos for WestHempsteadEcho.com, and it was really an incredible experience. As you said, lots of kids, lots of excitement. There was tremendous amount of food. They had latkes. They had sufganiyot, which are the jelly donuts. And there was a DJ there. Rabbi Lieberman lit the candles, and it was a very exciting experience. And being opening remarks by Assemblywoman Judy Griffin, the Parks Commission was there, the Nassau County Police Department, along with the Lakeview Fire Department and West Hempstead Volunteer Fire Department. It was really a good time had by all.
Yeah, they put on a great show, the fire departments, and they do that at Christmas time as well. And you know, not being really involved in the Christmas holiday, I love that parade. I love watching Santa Claus on top of a fire department come past my house. They do the same thing during an Easter parade, so it's really a great party.
Yeah, you know what? My kids always look forward to the fire trucks going through the neighborhood, except for the first year that we moved into town. So about 20 years ago, when we moved in from the city, from Queens, and it was the day before Easter, and all of a sudden we start hearing all the sirens running throughout the neighborhood, and all we kept thinking about was that, you know, we should be heading into the bunker. Little were we aware that there was this, incredible neighborhood event that took place in West Hempstead of this parade of the fire trucks. And boy, do they make a lot of noise when they come down the street.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. We moved in just before 9/11. And so this the first parade that we experienced was after that. And it just went on for hours. And we just looked at each other and said, oh, my God, this is serious. But yeah, again, it became a party as soon as they came down the block. And we've enjoyed it every year since.
Absolutely. And we are looking forward to it coming up in about 2 weeks from now.
Right. Christmas time.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. On other subjects, talk about COVID. Lots of headlines all over in the news, a new variant making its way on the shore. Specifically, as it relates to West Hempstead, we did cross a positive milestone, which is we are at 71% of the community is vaccinated, which is really great. And hopefully those numbers will be increasing, including people taking their booster shots. And in addition to that, on the new cases per 1,000, and this is as of Sunday, there were West Hempstead had 0.35 cases per 1,000, and that compared to a Nassau County average of 0.48. So actually, West Hempstead was substantially lower than the county itself. But overall, in Nassau County and in all of Long Island, in the general area, numbers are up, and everyone's on the lookout for the new variant.
Yeah, most friends that I know went for the booster shots. I did the Moderna. It went very well. I didn't have nearly the kind of response I had after my second shot. How'd it go for you, David?
Yeah, so I got my booster, and it also went well. I went to Aqueduct Raceway. It's now my third trip to Aqueduct. All three times were for vaccines. No bets were placed. And it really ran like clockwork, an incredibly run efficiently run operation, including New York State troopers. Actually had zero side effects. So
great. That's
great. I was really happy with it. Quick item about the local kosher pizza scene. Norm, what's going on over there?
So Sully's moved into the Hunky's location and brightened up the store. I thought we were going to have another vacant store, but it's nice to see that they've expanded. The congregation Anshei Shalom, it looks like they're finishing their foundation after having started in July. They had a public hearing last month to add a second story. So that looks like that's well underway.
Great. And also, we have an upcoming fire commissioner elections. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, Ron Maggeri and Bill DeLisandro, both longtime residents of West Hempstead, over 30 years, both of them ex-chiefs of the fire department. Ron's been the fire commissioner probably 15 years in. Since 2001 was the first time he served. He's been in the last two terms and he's running again. He did a tremendous amount of work. And it's interesting that both of these guys, both Ron and Bill, don't have children. So they spend a lot of extra time that they have with the fire department. And Ron has handled the budget. And that's primarily what the commissioners do, purchasing new equipment, heavy equipment, big trucks, ladder trucks, things of that sort. They've kept the budget down. Last year, I think they were down a couple of $1,000s. And this year, they've added 1.9% to purchase rescue ropes for the firemen themselves. But both of them bring a lot of experience. Bill wants to add an EMT full-time because there doesn't seem to be coverage during the day. Most guys are out working, many of them not in town, and he wants to make sure the coverage is solid. So I think we have two great candidates, both of them really well-positioned to take care of the needs of the community.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know, just let alone that someone was able to either reduce budget or just hold budget to line in these times is really incredible. So we're very fortunate that we have good selections, two candidates who are super dedicated to the community. And also on top of that, we're just really very fortunate to have the volunteer fire department. They play such an incredibly important role in the community.
Yeah, this year, one of the firemen, his name is Lou Minatoli. He's been with the fire department probably more than 30 years. He's got 20 years experience with the New York City Fire Department, and he was honored for the 50 years of experience that he's brought to the fire department. And it's amazing that these guys are able to do this. Every time I hear that siren go off, I think to myself, I'm sitting at home comfortably. These guys are out in the rain and the snow, running every hour of the day and night. And how could you not appreciate that?
And let's end this week's edition talking about a community fixture. And that community fixture is actually called the Community Cafe, which is located on Hempstead Avenue. And I believe is it Spruce? I know it's on the same block as Reisterer's. Place has been around since time began. Actually, it's from what I understand, it's one of the oldest bars in Hempstead. I recently did some searches and I found some amazing photos of the Community Cafe back in the 60s and the 70s, and you know, seeing the cars of its time sitting in front was a real trip. But I got to tell you, the outside of the store hasn't changed in 50 years.
I've walked by there many times. And whenever I look through the window, it seems like Cheers with only two people, the same people hanging out there, you know, time after time. And now it seems to have a resurgence.
It actually is having a resurgence, and it's coming from within the community. One of the local, I believe he was a bartender and part of the Jewish community, opened up the cafe to the Jewish and kosher patrons on Thursday nights, where he's been bringing in food like wings from Wing Wong or pizza from, I guess it'll be from Solly's going forward. And it's really a great opportunity for local residents to get together and have that discussion. As you pointed out, you know, there's been only a few people in there, probably the same people who have been there for the last 50 years. And all of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of, there's a new crowd coming in. And it's been wonderful to see. I actually participated and went Thursday night a couple of weeks ago and saw a lot of people from the local community, was able to hang out, watch some Rangers on TV, and just have some good times. And, you know, especially during these COVID stressed out times and people working at home, it's really nice sometimes to find a local place that you could just go and hang out
at. I think this is part of the resurgence of the community on the whole. But I'll be there Thursday night if you're there. Let's continue the party.
Good. Looking forward to it. And that will conclude this edition of West Hempstead Echo Weekly Update. Join us next week as we dive into what makes West Hempstead a special community.